And one of our Gioan Cian Corla Seán Fáil's last duties today will be presenting 23 National Bravery Awards for people from across Ireland who've risked their own lives to help others in trouble. The annual honours are awarded by Corla na Míre Gaile, the Deeds of Bravery Council, which was founded 77 years ago. And one of the awardees this year is 15-year-old David Akar from Tóchar in County Cork, and he's one of the youngest recipients ever. Why? Well, because of David's courage in trying to rescue his friend, 14-year-old Jack O'Sullivan, who died after he got into difficulty while swimming in Passage West in August 2023. David's been telling our reporter Sally Ann Barrett about those tragic events.
It was a nice sunny day in the middle of the summer, so we said we go down to Passage West, the closest swimming spot that there was to us, and we'd be straight into, we say, a diving spot. I jumped in first, as I have a rookie lifeguard certificate, me and one of my other close friends, and we both jumped in just to check the current of the water because we are strong swimmers. We came clean out of the water after about 10 seconds and we said that current is not very good. But during the moment, it was in the middle of summer and we were all delighted to be out of the day with all the lads and just, you know, we were in the moment, like. And they both jumped in off the right side of the pontoon and straight away I noticed something was wrong. So I just thought, what can I do here? What can I do here? I sprung into action and just dived into the water. The first thing that came into my mind was try save the two of them. So I went for the smallest person first, which was Leon. And I put Leon up over my right shoulder and I swam. I paddled back to the pontoon. Now, the current was very strong and it was going against me. He got pulled up. He climbed the ladder. I swam back over to Jack, but he was after getting dragged away another few meters into the water. I then swam back as fast as I could and I screamed, "Go get help." I then pulled Jack as close as I could. There was a small blue speedboat to the right side of the pontoon and he was talking, we were talking. When I had him over my right shoulder, that's kind of when I started to self-motivate myself to keep going for his sake, for my sake. And that's when things took a turn for the worst because we weren't going anywhere. The current was just not with us that day and we all tried out. I tried my very best and I pulled into the boat, and as I got to the boat, I presume Jack was right behind me as I had pulled him. I climbed onto the boat and as I turned around, Jack was not there. I then jumped back into the water from the boat and I swam down maybe 6 or 7 meters into the water down to where I presumed Jack was, and I was just grabbing, hopefully trying to grab Jack and pleading to God, praying to find Jack and to grab Jack. But I was just grabbing green moss and water and it was just coming through my hands. So I tried that. I tried that 3 times. Then the first thing I thought I could do was run over, ring my mom straight away. And she was after ringing me twice. She was after hearing the all the sirens and stuff going down that towards that way. So she came down straight away. She was first person on scene before the first responders. That was when we realised Jack had passed away. And all we could do was really hope the best for his family, pray for his family and be there to support them.
David, given that you're one of the youngest ever recipients of this award for bravery, how do you feel about accepting this award?
I feel very honoured and I'm just remembering Jack the whole way through the process, all the interviews and obviously receiving the award.
What a phenomenal young man. Absolutely phenomenal. David Akar there talking about how he tried to save his friend Jack O'Sullivan. He did manage to save his other friend Leon. And David's mum, that David was talking about there to Sally Ann Barrett, our reporter, David's mum, Pamela Cregan, is on the line now. And Pamela, I mean, David, he was only 13 when this happened. His composure, even in talking about it, you must be so proud of your son.
Yeah, we're very proud of David. He was 13 at the time. going on for 14. He's 15 now. It was an awful, awful tragedy. Unfortunately, the outcome wasn't good on the day. But, David done his best and very best to try and save Jack, but the undercurrent was just too strong for them. And, poor Jack lost his life.
And he wasn't thinking about his own safety. He was going back again and again for his friend.
He went back into the river three or four times to try and, he just kept coming back up to get his own breath, you know. And he went back in three or four times to try and get Jack to safety. There was an old boat parked at the right hand side of the dock, and that's what they were aiming for. But as I said, now unfortunately that outcome wasn't to be. And poor old Jack, God rest him, he lost his life on that day. And no, David wasn't thinking of his own safety at all. He just wanted, his concern was for his friends. He had helped one out already. And he kept going back for Jack. Yeah, he was very brave on the day. And, you know, we're very, very honoured to be receiving the award today. And we're very proud of David. And not just for that day or for today, for every day, really, you know. He's a young man. He's coming into adulthood. His mind is set. And he showed himself to be a very brave young fella.
It's such a traumatic event. You saw an awful lot of it because you heard the sirens and you got to the scene early. How have you all coped since?
Well, you know, to be honest, David and myself are very good, as well as being mum and son, we're very good friends, and we have a lot of support at home. Our family are very, very good, and David have great support from his, he plays a lot of sport, so he has great support in his, in St. Finbarr's Hurling Football Club there in Toker, that's who he plays GA with, and he plays soccer then with Pure Celtic. And he did his coaches there and his teammates and his own best friends and his family, his teachers in his school. They're all very, very good to him, you know. If he needs to talk about it or if he just feeling a bit down or reliving the day, reliving the moment again, there's always somebody there for him, you know. They're very, very good like that.
And the importance of those lifeguarding skills.
Yeah, well, I put David into swimming lessons when he was three. And he continued on from there. Then from swimming lessons, you go up in stages, you know, you're in bronze, silver, gold. And then he got to an age where he was able to go into lessons for lifeguard. So he went all the way up, unfortunately. Then COVID kicked in, so it stopped at that. He became a rookie lifeguard and that was it. But yes, it definitely, most definitely, definitely helped David on the day to have that behind him, you know.
Absolutely. Well, I hope you have a great day today, Pamela, you and David.
Yeah. And you know, it's bittersweet. It's a lovely, absolutely fabulous award. Very honoured. David's very honoured to be receiving it. And I'm very honoured for David to be receiving it. But our thoughts will be with Jack's mum, Yvonne, his dad, Kevin, his sisters and his brother. Our thoughts will be with them today because the impact that the losing Jack has on their lives has been terrible, very sad for them.
Well, our commiserations to them, Pamela.
Thank you.
And our congratulations to you and David. And thank you very much.
Thanks
indeed.
Very much for the call. Thanks very much. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for talking to us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pamela Cregan there.